Coaches, here's everything you need to know for the read receipts exercise. There are two sides of the communication spectrum. You have the sender and you also have the receiver. Both have to perform in their roles in order for communication to work. Oftentimes, the sender will communicate to the receiver and they hope their message was received, but they don't know with 100% certainty. Just like the purpose of a read receipt on a phone, which is to deliver a message back to the sender that their message was delivered and received, we have the same responsibility to communicate back to the sender in person. Without delivering a read receipt, the sender doesn't have full confidence that their message was delivered. We need to get in the habit of doing our part as a receiver and always having our read receipts on. There's no option to turn it off for us. This exercise will help provide momentum built around a sticky theme to increase the quality of our listening. Here's how it works. This teaching concept is designed to be introduced during the team session, but carried out through a change of behavior ongoing, in practice, in games, and in life. So essentially, this isn't a full-fledged exercise or activity, but more of a teaching concept that you will use and implement throughout the course of the year. To deliver a proper read receipt, you must do the following three things: engage, acknowledge, and respond. I'll say it again. Engage, acknowledge, and respond. It looks like this. Engage is this. Two things: eye contact and active listening. See, eye contact alone is not enough. It needs to be combined with some form of active listening. Most common active listening is a simple head nodding through the process of communicating. When eye contact isn't accompanied with active listening, we find ourselves staring so intently in a frozen state of sorts that the sender often wonders, is anyone alive in there? We need to combine both eye contact and active listening, and when you've done this, you've completed the engage part. The second step is acknowledge. This is a quick verbal or physical acknowledgement. So when the sender is finished communicating their message, a quick, got it, I'm all over it, no problem, for sure, done. That is a form of a quick verbal acknowledgement at the end of their messaging. Or maybe it's a quick fist dab or a high five. Just some type of acknowledgement that what you just communicated, I heard it, I got it, let's go. Leads to the third and final step. It's respond. It's putting into action what was just communicated. Oftentimes, our communication leads to a future action or request a future action. It's important you respond to the communication that was just communicated. It's not good enough to be engaged, the eye contact and active listening, to acknowledge and say, I got it, all over it, let's go. But you have to then go out and do the thing that was just communicated. Read receipts require all three actions. And if you do all three actions, you will be giving a full ear to the sender. EAR stands for engage, acknowledge, respond, if you didn't catch that up in the beginning. When read receipts are delivered, you move the sender from a place of, I think my message was delivered, to a place of confidence, knowing their message was delivered. Feel free to have a player come to the front and act out an example of delivering a read receipt. We encourage you to use a scenario of a player coming over to the sidelines, the coach communicating to the player, the player being fully engaged, envision player in front of you, eye contact, active listening with active head nods. Once coach is done communicating, the player gives a quick acknowledgement. Once again, fist tap, high five, or a quick statement of, I got it, some type of confirmation. And then running back onto the court or field and responding by doing what was just communicated. That is the example that you can act out in front of your group to show the process of a read receipt and speak to the fact that when that happens, you are fully confident as the sender that your message was delivered and received. Read receipts will become a powerful new behavioral habit your players will adopt as you continue to reinforce it and hold the players accountable all throughout the season. Coaches, allow read receipts to improve your communication. Have fun and lead them up.